Oasis Audio presents A Nancy Drew Christmas by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Georgina Marie. Diary. What went wrong? I should really know by now that no vacation of mine will go smoothly. But a ski disaster that lands me in a giant cast and a wheelchair just hours into the trip? That has to be some sort of record. And the disasters have not stopped with my mountain wipeout. There's been a sabotaged opening dinner and mysterious hotel room break-ins, and now a couple of rival detectives are sneaking around the resort. No one knows if these events are linked or who could be behind any of them. What's worse, I keep running into dead ends, and Christmas is only days away. Can I solve this case before Santa comes to town? Or will this Montana resort be ruined before New Year's? Chapter 1. Going for the Gold. The dreaded double black diamond. The most dangerous trail on the mountain. Most skiers take one look down the impossibly steep slope and ski the other way. Not me. I'd been training for this my whole life. Cold wind smacked me in the face, a steady sheet of falling snow shooting past me like I was a Nancy Drew-shaped rocket ship skiing through space at warp speed. My skis carved up the pristine slope, white powder flying as I slalomed through a gauntlet of densely packed pine trees that would have taken out a lesser athlete. I was in the zone. Out in front of my skis. So balanced, my skis slid over moguls like performance tires over freshly paved road. The kind of perfect run skiers dream about. Yes! I wanted to shout, but the most dangerous part of the run was coming up. Keep your focus, Nancy, I thought. If I was even a few inches off when I hit the last rocky drop-off, they'd be carrying me out on a stretcher. I shot toward the ledge, visualizing the airborne flip that would propel me over the 15-foot drop to the crowd waiting below at the finish line. But maybe one flip wasn't enough. I was going to go for two. And then I went airborne, flying through the ding, ding, ding. Please return to your seats and fasten your seat belts as we prepare for our final descent into Borderview Regional Airport, the flight attendant announced over the plane's loudspeaker, snapping me awake. Huh? I mumbled, rubbing my eyes and looking around at the other passengers. I was airborne, all right. It just wasn't on a double black diamond ski slope. It was on a plane. I chuckled, laughing at my ridiculous dream. I'm really good at solving mysteries. Skiing, not so much. But that was about to change. I looked out the window at the snow-covered peaks, stretching across the landscape 30,000 feet below, where I hoped to make the leap from wobbly beginner to unshakable expert. Okay, I'd probably settle for decently balanced intermediate. A girl can only learn so much in a week. That's how long I was going to be staying at the Grand Sky Lodge, the newly renovated eco-friendly ski resort perched right on the Montana-Wyoming border. My dad's law firm had represented the lodge's co-owner, Archie Leach, on a real estate development case a few months back,